God's grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Concordia Theological Seminary is an institution of higher learning. And yet, in the midst of such an academic community, one of the greatest problems that we are confronted with is forgetfulness, which surfaces especially during finals week. And it is a truth that the more one learns, the more one learns that he knows very little. And the more one learns, the more one realizes that there are many things that he does not know and he does not understand, and he becomes more and more narrow in his perspective of life and in the conquest of knowledge, and he has to be very selective in his pursuits of education. It has been said that for those of us who are 50 years and older, that there are three basic things that will happen to us. The first is that gradually our vision becomes diminished. Secondly, that our memory begins to fail. And I don't remember what the third is. But the fact is that we are forgetful. And I believe that our Lord Jesus Christ, in understanding this universal problem, met it in the words of the institution when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me," because we are so forgetful. We are so forgetful that we find it difficult to appreciate even the strengths that we have. For instance, we are very proud, we are very secure in what we know, in what we remember. We prize it, we rehearse it, we teach it, we learn it, we practice it. But there are many things in the arena of learning, however, that we don't master, that we don't remember, and that we forget. But when you find yourselves forgetful, you are in good company with the disciples of our Lord Jesus himself. And I would like to use as an example Judas himself. Judas was extremely forgetful. It was Judas who was also present with the disciples when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper on the night of his betrayal. Judas was sitting there when Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood, given into death for your sins, Judas." But when Judas denied him, he forgot those words. When Judas took the silver pieces back to the temple and threw them on the floor of the temple, he forgot those words. When Judas decided to end his life through the fog of despair, he forgot the words of Jesus, "Judas, this is my body. Judas, this is my blood shed for you for the remission of sins." Much like the university young man down at Purdue, at Lafayette, recently, out of utter despair over the results of a final exam, waited patiently for a large semi-truck to come barreling down the highway, and he threw himself in front of it, taking his life. But the disciples were forgetful beyond Judas. You remember how often Jesus spoke to his disciples about his forthcoming death, his suffering, death, burial, but also his resurrection? And the disciples forgot about the implications of the resurrection. If the disciples had remembered what Jesus said, they would have done what some people will do down in Indy in a few weeks. They will camp out at the gates in order to get good seats in the grandstands. The disciples should have been camping out at Joseph's tomb, taking turns watching through the night, not for Halley's Comet, but for the fulfillment of his promise, on the third day I will rise again. And because Jesus knew that we are so forgetful, that when it came time for a Pentecostal blessing, we are reminded by him, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Jesus understood that part of the work of the Holy Spirit's ministry would be to refresh our memory, because we are so forgetful of what he has said and what he has done for each of us. We even forget who we are. We really forget our own sinfulness. We really want to forget our own sin. And we show this forgetfulness that is proposed and planned by our disassociation with those who are of a lower economic, social, or intellectual level. And we forget our own humanity and our own frailty and our own weakness. You're going to be completing finals this week, and you may indeed pass them with flying colors. But don't be deceived. Finals go on, and exams continue. And that's why, in the context of the Lord's Supper, the Apostle Paul would say, "Let a man examine himself." Continue the examination process, but do it yourself as you understand yourself and remember who you are. For if you would examine yourself, you will also come to the conclusion that it is important to examine and understand who God is, and never forget who he is. We must remember who our gracious God is. We must remember that God is merciful. We need to remember that our God loves us, that our God forgives us, that our God accepts us, that our God pardons us, and we never, never should forget that. There are many things in life that we should forget, but we should never forget our God and who he is and how his character and his qualities never change. I believe that's exactly what the disciples did. For after the ascension, we find them devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers. They did not forget the significance of the Lord's Supper, especially when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Peter didn't forget. Remember how Peter boastfully was the one who was not going to deny his Lord, even though all the other disciples would forsake him and flee? And after the cock crowed twice, then Peter remembered the words of the Lord. And Peter went out and wept bitterly of his sin and found forgiveness in the wounds of his Savior. But no one would ever have to remind Peter of that seashore encounter with God. When Jesus came to him and confronted him, Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs and feed my sheep. No one ever had to remind Peter of that event. Peter remembered God's gracious forgiveness and acceptance and restoration so that he could get on with ministry. And the Apostle Paul never forgot his encounter either. Can you imagine someone coming up to Paul and saying, Paul, don't you remember that Damascus Road encounter with God in which there was this blazing light that changed your life? Absolutely not. You don't forget encounters that way. You don't forget events when God reveals himself to you in such a manner and such a form. And let me say to you that you cannot forget what is going to happen this morning. But I believe, along with Peter and with Paul and the other disciples, that as God encounters you in bread and wine, you will never forget this morning. For you are doing it in remembrance of Him. Isn't it interesting that in our forgetfulness, God provides ways to jog our memory? Let's say, for instance, that your gas tank in your car is on empty, and you forget to fill the gas tank, and you're driving down the road, and suddenly you see a service station with its sign, and you are instantly reminded, and you pull in and fill up with gas. Or you're supposed to give a message to someone, and you forget to do that, and you're out at Glenwood Brook Mall, and suddenly you come face to face with this person down the aisle, and then you remember, oh yes, John, I'm supposed to tell you something. And we have those visible means that help us to remember things. But that's also true in the sacrament. When you come and you see the bread, you are reminded this is his body. And when you see the wine, you are reminded this is his blood shed for me. And that's why God's word is so important to us. It is God's word that not only reveals God to us, it is the means whereby God encounters us, it is the means whereby God calls to our remembrance what he has done for us in Christ Jesus. And that's why, as long as we live, we need his word to speak to us, because we are so forgetful as to what that word says and what that word does in our lives. That's why when the sacraments are efficacious in our lives, we must go back and remember the importance of baptism and daily be reminded through contrition and repentance what baptism has done for us. It has cleansed us of all of our sin. And when we come to the sacrament, we hear his message echoing from the upper room. That Paul said, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, take this cup. This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.